Hi, friends. We send you Christian greetings today from this beautiful state of Tennessee. And this is the Words of Hope Ministry coming your way. And I trust that you'll give us your attention for just a few minutes, because we've got good news to bring to you. Because, you know, God, the one that made the heavens and the earth, and that's why we always say that we come to you in the name of Jesus, because he is part of the Trinity, the Godhead that made the heavens and the earth, and even the created the man, the all humans, everybody that's upon this face of this earth today. And we want to talk about the faithfulness of God. But before we get in our thought today, I'd like to ask you, if you are listening to our broadcast today, this could be very well the first time that you've ever heard us. And we'd be so happy. I don't care what part of the world you live in, but if you'd just write us, we'd be glad to correspond with you and help you that you might become a Christian, or if you are a Christian, we'd be glad to try to help and send you information that you could grow as a Christian, to grow in your life. The Lord wants us to grow up and not be children always, but to be grown up in the Lord. And so as we look into the faithfulness of God, you know, God that made this world and the fullness thereof, he said, let there be light, and there was light, and the firmament and the water and all the mountains and everything, and even the seas, and before he ever even made the fish, God made the water for them to swim in. Have you ever thought about the goodness and the greatness of God? You know, the psalmist said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth showeth his handiwork. And everything that you can look around and see, it's created by the handiwork of Almighty God. Now let's notice what God has promised. He being God, knowing all things, then he wrote the Bible, and by he knowing all things, then he could predict all things, because no accidents, no surprises ever comes this way. And God chose a family, then he chose a nation, and these were the Israelites, or the Jewish people today. But now we as Gentiles can be, and we are grafted into the family of God. Here's what the Lord said in the early part of the scriptures in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. For the Lord thy God, he is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he swear unto them. So God swore unto his forefather, unto our forefathers. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And let's notice the promises here that God made in Deuteronomy 7 and 9. He said, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. My, the Bible speaks about the average lifespan to be 70, which is about 70 years, and many of us live longer than that today. But nevertheless, you think about a thousand generations, and people live 70 or 80 or 90. But you see, God uses figures and things that we can understand, but there is no time as far as God is concerned. He knows eternity past. He knows the present and the future. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow when you and I don't know anything about it. So God has promised some things to you and I as children of God. But you know, the only promise that a poor sinner has is an eternal time of punishment, living in eternal turmoil and the fire and brimstone. And you remember that God said in his word that he made hell for the devil and his angels, those that just refused to believe in him. And so God, he said also in the book of Psalm, the 105th division in verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the world which he commanded to a thousand generations. Here is the writer of Psalms confirming what he had promised all the way back in Deuteronomy. And these writers never did live to see each other, but yet through faith and the inspired word of God, they were able to make these statements. We find over in the book of Kings, chapter 8, verses 56, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all of his promises. God being God and God being perfectly true, and he's able to fulfill the promises that he has made, friend. And the Bible said in him is no variableness or shadow of turning. We may not be able to keep our promises, but my dear friend, God is faithful in his. We find also in Isaiah, still confirming the faithfulness of God, he said, O Lord, thou art God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithful and truth. So the very counsels of God, the statements of God, and everything that God did, friend, he's still holding true to that because he can't lie. We find further in the Psalms, he said, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, O Lord, how hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So we know, and I know, and the writers of the Bible knew that God was faithful, and we can put perfect trust in him. Though I, as a parent, may not always fulfill or can commit myself to the fullest, to feel the promises that I may make to people, but God, my friend, he holds the whole world in his hand, and he can fulfill that he has promised. He said, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments underneath endureth forever. That's Psalm 119 and verses 160. And so we find in the same passage of Psalms, he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, and thy faithfulness unto all generations. You know, God, he is so faithful, and underneath are his everlasting arms. And he said about his word, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never. So these men of old that wrote the Bible, friend, they learned to trust in God, and he is faithful. And you may feel that, well, God has forsaken him, or I'm too little, I'm a nobody, that God wouldn't hear me, he wouldn't help me. But my friend, God is waiting with outstretched arms, and he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So God today will give you rest. He said also in 1 Samuel 15 and 29, and also the strength of Israel will not lie. He talks about the strength. I am your strength. I will not lie nor repent, for he's not a man that he should repent. So God, if he never makes a mistake, never does anything wrong, then he doesn't have anything to have to repent for. So in him is no variableness or shadow of turning. Now we find also in the New Testament, here Paul, he never saw the Lord visibly with his eyes, but he had faith and trust in the Lord. And he said in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, for in all the promises of God, in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. So his promises are yes and yes and yes, friend. Again, we find in the Psalms, he said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. So God, he is very truth, and he is able to do that he's promised you and I. He said in the Isaiah chapter 54, the mountain shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, and neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. So we can put our trust and our faith in the true and living God, my dear friend. And we find again in Isaiah, he said, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass, I have purposed it, and I will also do it. Friend, nothing or nobody can hinder God's purposes. So God's plan for man is that we be saved, but on our part, we've got to trust him. We've got to put our faith and our trust in the true and living God. Now, We find back in the New Testament again in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9. I want you to notice this promises to everybody, to those, my friend, that will lean and trust in Him. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, friend, all these promises, they are yours. They're closer to you than I am, because this is God. He cannot lie. He is faithful, and not one word of all His promises has ever fallen to the ground. So, friend, He's nigh you today, and not one word has ever fallen, and He is not slack, but He's long-suffering, and He doesn't want you to perish and die without Him. Friend, and just simple faith and trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will give you salvation right now. So would you bow and pray with me? And if you are a Christian, pray for somebody that may not know the Lord today. Friend, put your trust in Him, because He ever lives to make intercession for you and I. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this time, these few moments that I've had for people that I'll never meet in this life, Heavenly Father, but You love them. You died for them that they might have life eternal. And Father, if they'll repent and ask for forgiveness, You will forgive, because You'll forgive to 1,000 generations. And Lord, I pray just now in Your wonderful and glorious name that You would just hear people pray, Lord, wherever and whatever condition they're in today, because You are faithful God, and I put my faith and trust in You, because You ever live to make intercession. May God bless you is my prayer today, and we ask it all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you until the next time.